Meanwhile, more U.S. troops are being deployed in Afghanistan to fight the insurgents in that country. A battalion of American soldiers is prepared to do battle in the home base of the Taliban. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's Derek Stoffel spent some time with the U.S. troops.
Officially, they're known as the 2nd Battalion of the 2nd Infantry, based in Fort Hood, Texas. They are perhaps better known, though, by their nickname, the Ramrods. 800 U.S. Army soldiers, they've been on the ground here at Kandahar Airfield for almost 2 months now. For the last 2 weeks, soldiers such as Specialist Juan Carlos Recinos from Texas have been out on operations. They're getting familiar with their new territory, the Maywan District of Kandahar Province, sometimes called the Wild West. Specialist Recinos says already his unit has come under fire.
We have been getting shot, you know, mortar and all that, but we are well trained, we're safe, we got good training.
Most of the 53,000 American troops serving here are stationed in eastern and southern Afghanistan. The deployment of the Ramrods is aimed at helping quell the rising violence in recent weeks in Kandahar province. Kandahar is the home of the Taliban and where the insurgents remain the strongest. NATO officials say the Maywan district is controlled by the Taliban, and it's now up to the Ramrods, they say, to change that. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hurlbut commands the Ramrods. His forces have already been out, checking over their new turf.
Our initial impression is some folks are happy to see us. There's other folks that are probably reluctant at best just because of the Taliban presence that's been there for so long.
Right now, the Ramrods are busy building their new base. Helicopters ferry supplies and soldiers to the camp. The Americans will be working next to Canadian soldiers who have spent more than 2 years fighting the Taliban in Kandahar province. The U.S. forces will fall under the command of Canadian Brigadier General Dennis Thompson, who says the Americans will give NATO forces in the south a much-needed boost.
The mission I have assigned them is to conduct counterinsurgency operations in the Maywan district. It's key as a logistics hub for the movement of insurgent fighters, arms, and money. And the presence of 2-2 infantry will disrupt these activities and have a real impact.
Many of the American soldiers heading out to Maywan have battle experience from tours in Iraq. They'll need it. NATO soldiers have taken many casualties this year. 198 have died so far, most of them Americans. The Ramrod's arrival also comes as American forces in Afghanistan face increasing criticism over the rising number of civilian casualties caused by airstrikes. In western Afghanistan, locals say an airstrike just over a week ago killed 91 civilians. The United Nations and the Afghan government have launched an investigation. As for the American troops heading out in Kandahar province, Canadian Brigadier General Thompson stressed that everything will be done to avoid civilian casualties.
Clearly, collateral damage is a bad thing. We are not going to change the way we operate at the moment. We respect all of our Afghan national security partners.
For now, the U.S. forces in Kandahar province may get some quiet time to settle in. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has just started, so the Americans are taking this time to dig in for a long mission. Their deployment here is expected to last 15 months. For the world, I'm Derek Stoffel in Kandahar.